responsibility. Harvest festival is also a good time to recover a virtue of patience. In the natural scale, things take time to grow. You plant the seed, and it can be a very long time. In the case of potatoes, it seems to be endless. And in the case of tomatoes, in this country, you never seem to arrive at the point when the tomatoes are really ripe. But there's time involved in the process, and we need to respect the need for time and relearn patience along with responsibility. Especially necessary in an industrial world and a big city and a culture in which rush and hurry and getting everything done by the day before yesterday seem to figure so large. There are some things that have to be allowed to grow because that's how nature works. And nature needs to rest and nature needs to recuperate, and we're part of the natural order and we need those things too. So we need to recover some sense of patience, and Harvest Festival helps us to do that. And of course, Harvest Festival helps us to recover what Jesus is on about in this morning's gospel, a simple sense of gratitude. Only one of the 10 lepers who were healed thought to come back and give thanks. 9 took it for granted. Almost all the time, we are one of the 9. We enjoy the world of which we're a part. We use its resources. We forget what an astonishing act of free generosity the world is. There's no such thing as a free lunch, they say. On the contrary, the whole universe is a free lunch, and our existence within it, however troubled or difficult may be, are fundamentally graced. We didn't will ourselves into existence, however and in whatever circumstances we came to be conceived. Our own life is miraculous gift, and the universe is miraculous gift. And we mustn't forget not only to be responsible about it, not only to be more patient within it, but to be deeply, profoundly grateful for it and for the goodness and generosity of God who has given us it and actually given us ourselves as a part of the web of creation. And to that God, the Maker, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be all gratitude and glory, now and always. Amen.